I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sarah Jessica Parker, man, she's always done it for me.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. That's the voice you just heard. Was that Sarah? Who was that?
Man, Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's your girl, huh?
I just told Tyler. I got to give him a new one.
that's your girl.
Gets Bajani all revved up in there.
Little news. Little tease here. We've got Tyler's T-Mills Best Bets that's coming up. We got a little short show today, so we're off at 5. We'll turn it over to the Texans crew. But the Tyler's T-Mills Best Bets will be at the end of the 4 o'clock hour. And, folks, he's hot. He's 12 for his last 12. What is that, Tyler? That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week. You've hit every single one of them?
Yes, sir. That's a little perfection on a 3-day streak.
That is beautiful. Well, here's a little note about one of the games tonight. Commanders wide receiver Deebo Samuel is listed as questionable for tonight's game against the Bears due to a heel injury. Is expected to play per ESPN. So, whoever you're out there, you're betting, whether it's fantasy football or you're actually putting a wager down on this particular game, or maybe it's one of them prop bets like Tyler and I like to hit on. Wide receiver Deebo Samuel will play tonight. Don't get too carried away because it's a heel injury. For a wide receiver, for a wide body wide receiver,
he's thick.
That could get a little dicey. That could get a little dicey, but nonetheless, we'll keep you up on that, and stay tuned. Into the 4 o'clock hour, we will have T-Mills Best Bets. Boys, I don't know, did y'all watch the Chiefs game last night? Did y'all watch that Chiefs-Detroit game last night?
Yeah.
I did not.
I'm going to tell you, man, I watch, as usual, everything through a Texans lens, and here's the picture that I want to paint, right? The Texans are at a fork in the road on this schedule. You're sitting at 2-3. You got a chance to get to 3-3, so you can get to 500. You come home with 3 straight home games, right? Here's the thing, Sean. If you get to 500 by beating Seattle in primetime on the road in Seattle, then I think you can come back home confidently versus the 3 opponents that you have at home, right?
It's
not a pushover schedule. There's some good opponents on that schedule here at home, but it is 3 home games where you come home and the thought is, hey man, let's get this ship right. Let's get above 500 and let's get rolling, right? Or you go up to Seattle, the environment, the primetime game gets the best of you. Maybe the offense slides back down to more what we thought it was the first 3 weeks of the season versus what we saw, and it scored 70 points in 2 weeks versus Tennessee and Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
That fork is, does your record, because here's the thing, Sean, I think the last 2 games, I think it's fair to say the product that is the Houston Texans, and look, we've talked a lot about the offense, but the whole thing, the football product is closer to the top of the league than it is the bottom of the league. when you go out there and you destroy two of the bottom feeders in this league the way you did, I think the product is closer to the top half of the league than it is the bottom half of the league.
I would agree with that, yeah.
But in reality, Sean, you know, like, nothing matters other than your record.
Sure.
You're sitting at 2-3 right now, and what's sitting between you and where you're at right now and being 2-4 or being 2-4 and getting to 500 and getting this thing right is a really good football team in the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
And if you look at what the Chiefs did last night, the Chiefs were sitting at 2-3. And look, I understand it's the Chiefs. I understand we're talking about the winningest franchise in the sport over the last several years. I get it. I'm not saying that the Texans are the Chiefs. I'm just saying that's the blueprint. They were sitting at 2-3. And what they did, now they did it at home against the Detroit Lions, but they had a really good Detroit Lions team come in, albeit they were banged up on the defensive side of the football. I get it. But when I watched that game, I walked away from that game thinking on both sides of the ball, the Chiefs are the better football team. And I'm not saying that they are. I'm saying in that particular instance, the product that they put out there against a really good NFC opponent was a product that you can go, yep, the Chiefs are going to get right. Yep, the Chiefs are still a contender. Yep, look out, the Chiefs could still get this thing and be real towards the end of the year and
I
be
agree
a problem.
With that. Yeah,
right?
I told T. Mill this earlier. The thing that I've noticed about the Kansas City Chiefs in the last 2 weeks is I saw them coming last week against Jacksonville. I thought they looked more like the Chiefs in instances against the Jaguars than they had all season up to that point.
Right.
Last night, fourth quarter at home, when that thing is still a football game,
yeah.
They stepped on the Lions' throat. They were making plays, you know, but they were keeping it second and manageable. So,
yep.
When it's second and five, they're getting 8 yards. You know, it's third and one, they're getting 4 yards. They kept that thing moving, and they did just enough when they were supposed to do it at home against a quality opponent. Thing is, the Texans, they got to go to Seattle. They have to hell with the record, to hell with what they're doing. That's a tough place to play,
yep.
Period, no matter what kind of hole you've dug yourself in. And that's what I'm a little worried about. And the fact that, boy, Seattle, did you watch that game? Seattle and the Jags? Did they not turn up on the freaking Jags offensive line?
Yeah.
What was that, 33 pressures, 7 sacks on Trevor Lawrence this weekend? Holy crap. That's what scares the hell out of me.
They're a problem. The Seattle defense, they had a little bump in the road 2 weeks ago, and then they just turned it right back on this past week. The Seattle defense is a problem. Their offense is really good. I mean, the reality of it is I think this is an opponent. I liken it to the Chiefs because I think Detroit's a good NFC team this year.
Yeah.
There's still some – look, I mean, you look over the last several years, it's been great, but they got new offense coordinator, new defensive coordinator, and, you know, who are the Chiefs? This is a game where you got to rebound and get this thing right, and they did it,
mm-hmm.
Right? No turnovers, no penalties. I think the Chiefs are legit contenders. I think they – right now. Now, they may not – they may – you know, down the road, they may turn out to be frauds. I don't know. But right now, I think you look at that product, you look at the record at 3-3, it's early in the season, okay – I think they're contenders. I think there's a lot to be decided in that particular division and how the playoffs in the AFC unfold.
Yeah, they got Rashi Rice yet back.
That's right. Can the Texans do to next Monday what the Chiefs did last night with the Detroit Lions? Again, I think the Texans product-wise, I think they're capable of being a top half of the league team.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But the reality is the record is what counts. Can you get to 3-3 or do you backslide and get back, you know, go to 2-4 and you end up down there with teams? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the way the division, the AFC is the way it unfolds right now, man, is you, there is a clear divide in the top, let's call it 9 teams,
mm-hmm.
in the bottom. Them bottom jokers, they ain't got a chance.
No, they way down there.
They're bad. They are bad. And there's some 1-2 lost teams,
yeah.
But they are awful, man. And so, you know, do you keep your record-wise, do you stay up there with Denver's and some of these other teams that are emerging like New England and kind of stay in that mix for the wild card?
Yeah.
Or do you start to slide back down with like the Cincinnati Bengals right now, who are without Joe Burrow and they just look like they're plummeting? Like, who are you? And that is what's at stake, in my opinion, come Monday night for the Houston Texans. I think the Chiefs gave you the blueprint last night on Sunday Night Football. Paramount Football Talk on Sports Radio 16 is presented by Paramount Plus. Y'all, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we've got the Titans. We're not the only organization to fire a coach. We got a monster firing in the college football ranks. Some believe it was a little too early, a little bit of a quick trigger. Some believe that it was maybe a bit overdue. James Franklin out at Penn State. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.